Instagram stories for Wednesday, February 11th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, there is a ton of social media news. The team at Threads has rolled out a new way to control your algorithm by typing Dear Algo. We'll get into it. The YouTube team has rolled out the ability to automatically have captions turned on when you mute a video, which seems so basic. I can't believe no one thought of that before. We'll talk about it. The team at TikTok has rolled out local feed in the United States, so you can see content from where you live in a separate feed. And over on Instagram, we'll hear from a successful creator who's decided to start all over from zero and the things she's doing to build up her following again from scratch. If you've ever felt frustrated by the amount of followers you have, you're going to want to follow along. And after all the news, I'll do Wednesday Waffle, where I talk about a topic that may or may not be related to social media. We're going to get into all of that, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the Threads news. The head of Threads, Connor Hayes, quick aside, did you think it was Adam Mosseri? It's not. It's Connor Hayes. He posted, starting today, Dear Algo is rolling out in the United States to help make your algorithm work for you. Personalizing your feed should be an intuitive part of the experience, so we've made it as simple as posting what you want to see more of or less of right now. Excited to see people try it and repost others' requests to discover new conversations. I'm going to just take a step back and explain how this works. So if you write a post on Threads and you start with the phrase, Dear Algo, for instance, Dear Algo, show me more kittens, show me more basketball updates, show me less Olympics, whatever you decide, it's completely up to you. When you write that as a Threads post, the algorithm will do it. And additionally, someone can repost that Dear Algo request and experience the same thing. However, this will only last for 3 days and then it will revert. You can, of course, go into the hidden word settings and add some hidden words in there so that you can ensure that you don't see a specific topic if you don't want to see it. Of course, you always have that option. But I really like the creativity here. I will link to the Threads post so you can read it for yourself and see some example screenshots. Moving on, let's get into the TikTok news. The team has announced Local Feed, which is a new tab on the TikTok home screen designed to help people stay connected to their community and learn about what's going on nearby. It features local content related to travel, events, restaurants, and shopping, plus posts from small businesses and local creators. Posts in the Local Feed are shown to people based on location, the topic of the content, and when the content was posted, so you can discover what's going on locally more easily. I will link to this blog post with screenshots. This feature is really a great idea. It's making me nostalgic for the time when Instagram stories used to have location tags that were searchable. So you could see all the stories that people were posting in certain areas, and you could find out a lot of interesting things that people were potentially doing. Instagram took that feature away a long time ago, but I like that this is going to be part of a separate TikTok feed that you can access anytime. Now let's move on to the Instagram strategy portion of the episode. No doubt you have worked hard to build your following to whatever number of followers you have, even though you probably want it to be more, just like me. However, if someone asked you to start all over again from zero, you would probably feel very uncomfortable with that idea because you've worked so hard. A creator named Madison Brave is working to do exactly that. She's starting from zero and documenting her journey. And here's what she's learned along the way.
Hi, I'm Madison. I'm locking in on content creation this year, and I'm on the road to 10K. So I started a brand new account. Starting from zero can be really intimidating and at times a little embarrassing. But I started this account 1 month ago, and I've already gained 5,000 followers. So classes in session, I'm going to teach you everything that I've learned so far. Hooks really do matter. You need a visual or verbal hook to lock everybody in. I like having fun text pop on screen, having a typewriter effect, having a montage of quick clips, or saying something a little controversial to get everybody's attention. Okay, this is shit I'm not buying in 2026. You and me both know we have the attention span of a goldfish, so you have to get people locked in within like the first second. Next, focus on quality. Yes, quantity is important. You want to be showing up every day, but if you show up every day with mediocre content, nobody's gonna follow you. There's no shortcut. You have to have genuinely good videos. Always have good lighting. Film with your back camera in 4K. Practice talking to camera, voiceover, editing skills. Content creation is a skill, and the more you practice, the better you'll get. There are so many content creators, and there's room for everyone, but you have to make yourself stand out a little bit or offer the audience something that'll benefit them. That's everything I've learned in my first 30 days on Instagram, and the race to 10K starts now, so follow along.
I will link to that video so you can follow along on Madison's journey if you'd like to, but trust me, she is going to hit that 10,000 followers very soon. She's already near 7,000. All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Lauren from the YouTube team is going to share the update that they have for captions, and I'll do Wednesday Waffle. Stick around. Welcome back. Here's Lauren from the YouTube Creator Insider team with the new automatic captions feature that's going to be turned on when your phone is muted, and an ad motion for shorts using AI. Here's the clip.
We've launched a new feature on mobile and tablets that automatically turns on captions when a user mutes their device while watching a video. When the user unmutes their device, captions are turned off. This is not currently available for shorts. The setting is turned on by default for all users. However, you can turn it off in the caption settings. From the video player, tap settings, select captions, then toggle the show and muted preference to off. This preference will be saved for your account on that specific device. The goal is to make it easier for viewers to engage with YouTube in short, noisy, or silent moments by allowing viewers to follow the video's content more easily without having to manually enable captions when they mute their device. Next, we're launching Ad Motion for Shorts, which allows you to turn any single photo of yourself into an animated 8-second short using preset motions. Find it under Create, then the sparkle icon, then Make Me Move. Select one of the preset motions. Next, upload an image of yourself. For the best output quality, upload a full body image. Finally, enjoy the fun output video of yourself performing the preset motion. Add creative captions and music to make it interesting. The tool automatically adds the required AI disclosure to your short when you publish it. And just remember that all content you publish must follow the community guidelines. AdMotion is available to all global markets, with the exception of the European Economic Area, Switzerland, and the UK. We aim to continue rolling out the feature more broadly in the future.
I'm going to stop the clip there. I love the feature about having the captions display as soon as you hit mute, and I hope that comes to shorts soon as well. Okay, that is going to do it for the news and strategy portion of today's episode. If you would like to hear me talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the news.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a thing. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know was what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling also. Post on every platform, putting content up every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts. And find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about a slightly different topic. Today, I would like to discuss Chris Carrabba, or someone you might better know as Dashboard Confessional. If you are from the early 2000s, like I am, you probably spent a lot of time listening to Dashboard Confessional. And recently, I heard Chris Carrabba give an interview where he talked about how he really got into music. The person who really got him into music is someone who sat next to him on the bus home from school one day and introduced him to some bands and shaped his interest in music. I'm going to play the clip of the podcast interview. I'm not going to tell you who it is that introduced him to music. You're going to find out through the clip, and then we're going to talk about it.
A couple weeks of school, there was this kid who, dude, you're going to love this. This kid who was like, hey, you look like you like music. And he was in the back of the bus. I never sat in the back of the bus. It wasn't cool. And I wasn't a senior. And this guy's like, come back here. Let's talk. And we talked about, I talked about hip hop. And then he was like, well, what about punk rock? I was like, well, you know, I've heard like Agent Orange and TSOL.
Yeah.
And I've heard the Sex Pistols. And I don't think I had like any records of theirs. And
yeah,
it was really rudimentary stuff. And he was like, well, check this out. There are other bands in the world like that are less world renowned that are like just as important. And he kind of like, you know, he gave me a few names. I wish I could remember which bands they were, but I remember seeing the names again later when I got to Florida and I started really getting exposed to it. Oh, this is what he was talking about. So he planted this seed. The other one was, he was like, you should also listen to Dylan, man, because you got to listen to these guys that like came in and shook up the culture, because that's punk rock before there was punk rock.
Mm.
And I was like, but Dylan, but like my mom likes Dylan. He's like, yeah, but that doesn't mean she wasn't counterculture. I was like, your mom's maybe just a mom, not just a mom, but, you know, like, you know, and, you know, walking her walk right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, in her youth, she may have been super counterculture. It gave me a new appreciation for my mom.
That's cool.
And so, but that guy is this super mega producer now in Hollywood, and he makes The Good Place and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And
oh, wow.
He was one of the executive producers of The Office, and he created Parks and Rec. And he played Cousin Moe's on The Office.
That's crazy. And so are you still friends with him?
No, man. I haven't seen him since high school. I know he wouldn't remember me from Adam. That's why I wouldn't like bother him with like, hey, you're famous. We knew each other for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, hey, wouldn't it be cool if you remembered that? Because there's no way he remembered that. But I see him on there, and I'm like, I know that guy. You know, I know that was the guy.
That is really
cool. And honestly, like the other memories are hazy. Was it the bus or was it the gym? Mm-hmm. Was it this or that? But the guy himself was really clear to me, because I remember, like, because I have the yearbook.
Yeah. So to prove it.
Okay, I'm just going to stop it there. But think about the influence that has come from this situation. So Mike Shore created Parks and Rec, The Office, The Good Place, all these other shows that I've spent so much time watching over and over, and influencing Chris Carrabba, who has launched a band that I've spent thousands of hours listening to, and also how many other bands Chris Carrabba has influenced because of the time that he became famous coming up, and how many other emo bands followed him, all because of Mike Shore. I just think that's a fascinating story. All right, thank you for listening to me talk about something else. It is so refreshing sometimes to just have a complete topic change. It wouldn't make an entire podcast series by any means, but just to be able to talk about something else for a couple of minutes on this show is awesome. Thank you so much for listening.